in every day, but you don't get to vet these people, so we don't know who's coming in. Let's say it's not refugees, you know, with all kinds of money that are coming here. They are flooding everywhere, by the way, and we also, in those states that I worked in, California and Colorado in particular, they actually started mandating weekly rentals, Airbnbs, to take refugees. So it wasn't even just a matter of they had money and could afford it, and you can't vet. These are unvetted. This is unvetted. I like the 10 o'clock rule. Hope we can be friends after this. Joe's a neighbor. I was almost sold when he was done talking, but if it was campers and hunters and stuff, that would be awesome, but they're unvetted. We don't know who's going to be. I'm from originally from Buchanan County, St. Joseph, Missouri, so you know, what if someone from Buchanan County comes down, rents for a month, and wants to cook methamphetamine? No one's betting them. You can't stop that. I have seen that. That's why I bring that up. I've seen child trafficking. Judge Arnell, I've talked to her. If you want to talk, it's a problem in Taney County. It's a big problem in Taney County. I talked to Judge Arnell several times about it, but because that's the kind of things I've seen in weekly rentals and nightly rentals. I've seen fentanyl busts. I've seen car fentanyl busts. I don't know if you guys know the difference. Fentanyl is 72 times stronger than heroin, and the car fentanyl that's now coming in and killing everybody is 100 times more powerful than the fentanyl. So those people also, they have a lot of money, and they've used nightly rentals too, and weekly rentals and hotels. Also a problem here, a little speck of that dust will kill police, so they try to go in now with you know, all kinds of gear. But so anyway, this is the things I have seen in weekly and nightly rentals, including like Airbnbs and fancy ones. I've seen this. I've gotten my clients into fancy Airbnbs too because they had tons of money and I had tons of resources. So that would be my preference. I would rather get somebody out there with schizophrenia with a social worker than you know, someone like me that was actually helping them. But we don't know that because we don't get to vet them. So you know, best case scenario is we actually get campers and hunters and stuff, and that would be great. That would be great, but you don't get to vet them. And so we don't know now or 5 years from now. What if we get the influx like California and Colorado did, and they start mandating that we take refugees in Airbnbs, because I've seen it in every state I've worked in. So anyway, I would just hope that you would vote no and reconsider, because I don't know if you guys have been out here, the most beautiful place in the world. It's so quiet. And, you know, I spent my life under bridges in inner cities, seen really horrible stuff. She's a little more innocent than me. She hasn't seen the stuff that I've seen in the, but with nightly rentals. But anyway, I need some peace and calm right now. You know, I like the quiet out there, and it's awesome. We don't look at screens. We don't have TVs. We don't carry phones with us anywhere, and we read books, and we like it quiet, and we don't keep it that way. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? You want to go ahead and come up?
I would like to, yeah. Just a couple of things. First of all,
your name, ma'am?
Kim Gideon.
Okay.
Co-applicant. Okay. Yeah. So just a couple of things that was brought up. So when Joe mentions that that's our family farm that this conjoins to, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but for most of that time, that's been our family farm. And so I respect the sanctity of outdoors and nature greatly. In talking about not being able to vet people that would come and stay, like right across 125 highway is the National Forest, and anybody could camp there at any time, and there's no vetting. There is a limit, and I don't know the number of nights that you can stay consecutively in the National Forest. I think it's 3 weeks, and then you can be asked to leave. So there's a lot of things that can happen in a three-week period of time in non-vetted people. So what our vision is, using it like VRBO, you're not going to come and pitch a tent for free. It's going to exclude some people who can't pay to be there. We can't vet who travels the county road already. And it's a line between 125 and Highway 160, and people traverse that as a cutoff that we can't control who comes through there. I mean, the traffic is what it is. I will say during deer season, there's a great big number. of people. But I respect privacy of our neighbors. I feel like we will be able to maintain that very well. I live there. I'll do my best.
Will you be able to vet the people that you rent these rooms to, the cabin?
What would vetting mean? What would that mean?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, you can't ask for a background check.
No, but I could rent to someone long term that could do the same type of things that is being described there.
If you're having to be hunters or outdoorsmen, your husband would know that. He would pick up on anything that was not.
Right.
Proper.
Correct. So I don't feel like this property will appeal to a very large group of people based on its location and the primitive nature of what we're providing.
You want to come back up now as the applicant?
I don't really have anything to add.
We might have questions for you.
Here I am.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
You going to run a credit check on them, Joe?
No, they'll pay before they come. You know, one of the realities, I think, of it in addressing something Ken was talking about there, you can only vet. We have 7 rentals here in town, and we don't really have any problems with them. They're very well kept, and I think our neighbors would tell you that we've cleaned up that property 100% since we bought it 2 months ago. It was very, very trashy. Grass was this tall. It had appliances in the front yard, trash, rocks. We're cleaning it up and making it look a lot better. That's what we do with our properties. But from where they live, I believe 125 would have a 50-foot roadway easement there. Anybody that wants to can camp 50 feet from their property, and we're, you know, over a quarter mile away, and do whatever they want. I don't think some properties in some areas, I think it does hold water about, oh my gosh, horrible things are going to happen. We've had a lot of experience with it. We've talked to our sister and brother-in-law who have a nightly rental, and they've never had a problem with, except somebody parking over on the neighbor's yard, and their parking was very small. So we don't anticipate anything like that. We can rent the property, obviously, for 30 days or longer. And we vet them, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to be there and hold them to anything. Actually, I think we'll have more regulations than if we're just renting it. If we're renting it to somebody, we can't tell them to turn the radio down at 10 o'clock. We can't tell them to not do some of these things. So I think we have more regulations. But every fear that he just described can already happen there. There's national forest, and people stay there and do whatever they want already. We're not introducing something into an area that opportunity doesn't exist. It's already there.
Any other questions, comments, discussion?
The folks back there that spoke, Scott, can you show us their house on there?
Was it 6931?
Yeah, we're on the corner of 120.
It's right here.
It's about a block away.
Where at?
Right on there.
Okay.
Right there.
And what's the distance as the crow flies?
Feet is what that measures.
Two miles, you bet the crow's going to pick up.
Yeah. but it's a lot more of my road.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. I couldn't see very well.
Any other questions? Comments, discussion? Anybody up to, do we have enough information to make a motion? Or need more information?
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit for that piece of property.
So we do have a motion to approve, as presented, the conditional use permit. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would like to know how far it is from that location back to 160.
6.5, 7 miles.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the conditional use permit, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
8-0.
Okay, I couldn't see.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. So next we have the Worleys.
Got CUP case number 2321. Kelly and Jeremy Worley are seeking planning commission approval of conditional use permit for nightly rental use for two cabins located on two parcels at 700 El Monte Road, Branson. Property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. For the Taney County's assessor's information, one parcel is approximately 3.5 acres in size, which is lot one located in the Caswell and Company subdivision, with a cabin built in 2021 located on the property. Second parcel is 48.5 acres in size with no structures on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So on July the 12th, 2021, the Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit, which was number 21008, authorizing two tiny homes for nightly rental use. Thus, the application by a potential buyer to continue the nightly rental. Again, this is our standard nightly rental requirements per Article 24. So this ribbon of highway is your high road. This road here is 248 that goes north. Over here is 65. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the green is C2. The blue is RR1. And you have the whites A1. And then this is MH for mobile home park. The two parcels, here's the one small parcel with the cabin, and then here's the larger parcel. And I actually found the current nightly rental, showed some pictures. There's a picture of the structure. And that, I'll turn it over to the applicants.
Hi guys. We are under contract to purchase this property here down off of Highway 248 down El Monte. We're asking for the same conditional use permit that's already in place. We don't plan on making any changes outside of what's already been approved there for now. And also procedurally, we do need to make a change or a notification because our accountant told us that we needed to close in an LLC, so I just wanted to make a note, if it's not too late procedurally on the application, to change that from Jeremy and Kelly Worley to Rocking W Rentals LLC as the applicant.
Rocking W?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And?
LLC?
LLC.
Mm-hmm. Rentals.
Mm-hmm. Rentals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rocking W
Rocking
Rentals.
Rocking W Rentals.
Yep. It's pretty simple, self-explanatory. I do have a question, though, procedurally, because this is actually the structure that's on there now is a true tiny home. It's actually built on a frame and wheels. And there's no fire suppression system in that I know of at this time. And I didn't know if that was a requirement.